This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We're doing property speaking now. Today, we're looking at, you know, prime lending rate.
Absolutely, Mr. Jones. And we're joined in studio, as always, on Thursdays by Philip Schumann, broker and owner of Remax. Good morning, Philip. You good?
Very well, thanks, you guys.
Yes, so after last week's announcement, many of us will be looking for the best borrowing rate, Philip. But when we say someone got a prime lending rate, what exactly are we talking about in today's economy?
Okay, so let me first start by what prime is. All the commercial banks you know deal directly with public. Standard, Absa, FNB, Nedbank, Time Bank, all of them deal with the customer directly.
Yeah.
But those banks also borrow money from somewhere.
Okay.
The South African Reserve Bank.
Mm-hmm.
They borrow at a rate called the repo rate, which is currently 7%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So then the commercial bank takes this money, they borrow it at 7% and borrow it to you at prime rate, mm-hmm. which is 3.5% over repo, which is currently 10.5%.
Okay.
So that's their profit margin. Okay?
Mm.
So now the bank would give you, as a low-risk customer, prime rate.
Mm-hmm.
So they're only going to make 3.5% profit on everything you borrow.
Okay.
The greater your risk, they add prime plus one. Now you're paying 4.5% margin to the commercial bank.
Okay.
Because they're still borrowing that money.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, if you are a lower risk, the bank would give you prime less.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm-hmm. So this is what you sometimes hear with a car. Now, there's much less risk with a car because a car can be repossessed if you stop paying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Houses are a bit more tedious to repossess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is why they would rather, it's not often you hear of prime less in houses.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, what we were asking is what's the target?
Yeah.
So it's not often that you really hear about prime less unless there's a large deposit, your payment habits have been, you know, well managed. Your affordability is good. I did mention deposit. Your debt levels in general.
Yeah.
All of this plays a role in how the bank views you. So if the bank sees you as a high risk,
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason,
yeah.
they're going to give you a higher rate. And that's what it comes down to.
So if I don't get, like, the lower rate, what's the next best thing? I mean, do I just wait and try to improve my credit score so that maybe I get to a point where the bank looks at me as a low risk? How can I play around this?
Don't wait to buy for a lower rate.
Okay.
Buy, because as soon as you've acquired a property, the bank will look at you differently. Now they see you as a grown-up.
Okay.
And obviously, if you pay that bond well, the other banks will see this as well.
Yeah.
And now they'll vie for your business. Another tool we use to get the best rates is a bond originator. It's a free service to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
The bank pays them a commission. So the banks now hire these structure specialists, to structure the loan in the best possible way to present it to the bank in the best format. So now the bank can look at a standard application and they can see this is a high risk, this is a low risk, this is high risk, this is a low risk, and then they'll award whatever interest rate is due to you. Now this is why I'm saying don't wait.
Okay.
Because you can renegotiate later. You can also, once you've acquired a couple of properties,
mm-hmm.
Now present this package to a bank and say, listen, I've got 5 bonds, I've been paying well, this is my amount owed to the banks, and this is what my equity is. So, ipso facto, can you give me an umbrella loan at a lower rate? So you can renegotiate. Other mm-hmm. banks will buy your bond from another bank.
Oh,
let's say you're currently with Nedbank,
yeah.
and you're applying to another bank. Now Standard Bank will say, listen, this new property you're buying,
mm-hmm.
we want that, but we also want the old one.
Yeah.
We'll buy that bond.
Okay.
Sure.
And, you know, then they'll negotiate a better rate because now they've spread their risk. Because now you have 2 properties with them. And they can see your credit rating over time and, you know, subsequently will.
So as you wrap up, Philip, if you start out well, you know, you are below prime and everything is good, and then while you're in, things just go haywire. And, you know, at that point, how does the bank look at you and what can actually go bad? The worst thing that can happen?
Yeah, they'll put you on a variable rate. So your rate is your rate. If
mm-hmm.
you now become a great risk after taking the bond,
yeah.
they can't do anything.
Oh.
This is why they would premeditate your behaviors.
Ah.
And then they will.
So it only affects you like in future applications of it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. If you've locked in your one application shop, now you've, and now things go haywire, you probably won't get another bond. But the one that you already have, you just need to keep paying.
As long as you keep paying that.
Yes.
All righty. Well, we'll leave it here for today. Thank you so much. That's Philip Schumann, broker and owner of RE/MAX.
Thanks for having me, guys.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.